Indonesian President Joko Widodo is pushing back at foreign pressure over plans to execute drug traffickers. The president spoke in Jakarta Tuesday about Brazil's delay in welcoming a new ambassador from Indonesia. He said the Brazilian decision is a matter of honor for the nation. There must be no intervention on the execution of convicted drug dealers, he said. It is an issue of our rule of law, of our political sovereignty, and positively, in our law, death sentences included. He was speaking about the Brazilian president's delay in accepting credentials or documentation from the would-be Indonesian ambassador. Some reports say Brazil delayed the acceptance in response to the death sentence of a Brazilian drug dealer. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said the Brazilian government has given no reason for the action, but he said the Indonesian government sent a letter of protest to the Brazilian embassy in Jakarta. Since 2013, Indonesia has carried out at least 10 executions of drug dealers. All of those executed had been found guilty of drug crimes and sentenced to death. In January, Indonesia put to death 5 foreign nationals, including a Brazilian citizen. President Joko Widodo has denied requests from Brazil and 3 other countries to pardon their citizens. On Tuesday, a court in Jakarta rejected an appeal by 2 Australians. The 2, Murian Sukumaran and Andrew Chan, are jailed for drug trafficking. Both were sentenced to death. President Widodo has refused to lessen the severity of the sentences. The Jakarta court ruled that he was within his right to do so and that it could not overturn that decision. The 2 Australians were to be killed in February, but the courts have delayed the executions for up to a month because of what they say are logistical reasons. The 2 led a group of 9 Australians known as the Bali 9. They were arrested 10 years ago after attempting to bring more than 8 kilograms of the drug heroin to Australia from Indonesia. I'm Jim Tedder. Now, words in this story. Trafficker, someone involved in an illegal activity, such as the drug trade. Convicted, adjective, found guilty of a crime. Sovereignty, noun, self-rule, independence. Embassy, noun, the offices of an ambassador and his or her assistants. Logistical, adjective, relating to the things that must be done to plan and organize something that involves many people.